Hello, you are hearing the second talk in the last block of Saturday's talks at SOTM 2020. And it is my pleasure to introduce you to Ilya Zverev. Ilya hails from Minsk, and he has basically been doing everything in OpenStreetMap that you can possibly do. He's been writing software, he's been mapping a lot, he's been inciting other people to map, he's been writing blogs, he's been a member of the OSMF board, and anything else that you can think of. But in today's talk, we will learn that all this was really just because he wanted more postcards. And he says that he's going to present something that he has only completed today. So enjoy, Ilya.
Hello, I'm Ilya Zverev, and I've been in OpenStreetMap for more than 10 years. And all this time, I've been fascinated how OpenStreetMap is not just a map, but it's also a community. As I sometimes say, if you erase the map, then OpenStreetMap community will restore it in just a couple months. But if you remove the community, then OpenStreetMap is dead. And with that, you might think that people are like our most valuable asset. Like, we should welcome everybody, we should acknowledge their work, and generally try to make people feel welcome so that the community grows and is very productive. And over years, I started to understand that people who stay in OpenStreetMap, they stay not because, but despite. Not because they help people, not because they structure their knowledge of their cities, but despite being constantly offended, sometimes wrong, and seeing lots of errors, and generally not being satisfied with the project. And I feel like it's a bit of a weird, because to devote many years to some project, you must get some positive feelings out of it. And why is that? So I think part of the issue is because of our channels of communications. I'm not talking about mailing lists or forums, because only a tiny fraction of OpenStreetMap members participate in that. But imagine a new mapper who came to the project, has been mapping for a week or a month, and suddenly he gets a message. And where does they get it? Most likely in change set comments. And it won't be a message like welcome or you're doing a great job. No, usually it's you have done wrong. You mapped something correctly. Why do you do that? Go away. And the reason for that, I think, is that it is in the comments themselves. So on the website, they look like a box where you type words, hit click, hit send, and comment is off. And given the introverted nature of OpenStreetMap contributors, one needs a really good reason to type words. And saying thank you is not a good enough reason. How do you find even change set comments? You browse the map, you see something's mapped really great with all the buildings, all the amenities, and you don't do anything about it because it's great, it works. But if you find a mistake, then you look into it, you open data layer, you find the change set, and you ask a question. Why did you make them strong? And most likely, this won't be the first question. And people grow impatient with each time. And with time, these questions will become more and more harsh, alienating more and more contributors in the process. So most of the times, this conversation is a bit one-sided. And that is not normal. We have to find some other way of communication. And what can it be? So a way of fixing that is communicating in person, coming face to face with the community. And that is basically what State of the Map is for. You all come to the one place, you see each other, and you conversate. Because at the conferences, listening to speakers is not the main part. Sadly, not in this one, but you know the idea. What is important is between the talks, you meet each other in halls, you greet people you know, you acquaint people with you don't know, so that you see how they look, you listen how they speak, you attach their profile to their words, and later when you get back, when you see their messages on the internet, they're not just abstract words, they're attached to a voice and a looks of person you know. Coming to the conference is a way to feel yourself as part of the community, because normally all these people are very far away, but at the conference they're right behind you. Like, you can come to anybody. You already feel as part of the community. You don't have to type something. You don't have to come up with clever words. You have just to stand there. And you're in it. You're accepted. And this is powerful. We want to bring State of the Map to everybody in the community, but it's impossible, because only a handful of people can afford spending a week away from their family, can afford plane tickets, and who know English so they can engage in conversations. And that is a very small amount of Opposite Map members, like tiny fraction of percent. So while it's great, it doesn't solve a problem of Opposite Map communication. What does? What can solve it? Probably exchanging something physical. Like, a major part of Opposite Map awards are certificates. They are printed on a thick, fancy paper that has and awarded to each nominee, each person who has been nominated for SM Awards. It has their name on it and a big number of Opposite Map members who voted for them. And that's not just a piece of paper. The certificate, it validates them. It tells people that their work has been seen and has been acknowledged by a very large number of Opposite Map contributors. They have made a change in OpenStreetMap, and that matters. That should be a great feeling, and that's basically why I made Opposite Map Awards. But again, you cannot nominate everybody in the community. Fraction of people who has been nominated is even smaller than attendees for State of the Map. So again, how do we solve it? There's another thing. When I travel to conferences, occasionally I write to my Telegram channel asking people to send their postal addresses. And later I go to post office, I bring some postcards, and I write their addresses and some words on postcards, like greetings from Aizawa Komatsu, or hello from prison Kosovo. I prepare the postcard and send them all over the world. And when people get these postcards, they get not only the words, it's completely unlike receiving an email. because postcard is something physical. It brings not only words, it brings emotion, it brings a sign of work, like there is handwriting, there is choice of pictures, there are maybe stickers. So this is like receiving a gift. And sending postcards is even twice the joy, because it's like sending, preparing a gift that you know will be appreciated. Like, you must know the feeling. Like, you don't have to choose knowing that people won't like. People, everybody likes receiving postcards. So you know that your work is appreciated and you can go aloud. You can write everything you want, from simple hello or privet or hola to explain, expressing your feelings about the conference, to writing anything, to researching who are you sending the postcard to and giving some encouraging words. And you can do virtually anything with postcard. First time I was sending, I think a bit overdid it with choosing an envelope and bringing some more stickers and so on and so on. So sending postcards is a joy. And this act of exchanging a card, I believe it connects people, because two people feel positive emotions over the same piece of paper. And it is amazing. And what I want is to bring this joy to basically everyone, to use postcards as a means of connecting the OpenStreetMap community globally. And that is what I made the website OSM Cards. So, osmcards.org. You just open the osmcards.org and sign in using your OpenStreetMap account. And then there's a simple registration. You just type your name and address. And that's all, everything you need. After that, you'll see just one button, send a postcard. When you click it, you get a name and address of a different member of OpenStreetMap community, and you know that he's from OpenStreetMap. After that, it's time to send the postcards. Sending postcards is easy. You just go to the post office and find a postcard, like this one. Postcards, you don't even have to buy a postcard. Postcard can be any piece of thick paper. What makes postcard a postcard are two things: the stamp and an address. And you can draw anything. You can stick any stickers on it. You can even stick dry flowers and stuff. As long as it has a stamp and address, it will be delivered. So then you write an address and the website will give you some number that you put on a postcard. This is just for registering your postcard in the system. And you write some words like greetings from Wakanda. Stamps are really important. That's why first time you should go to the post office. And you should ask a person there, which stamps should I use to send postcards to any country, like Australia, South America, like United States? And you get your answers. And do buy lots of stamps. You will need them to send postcards all over the world. And then it's pretty straightforward. You just take one stamp, glue it on the postcard, and put it into a postbox. I don't know where postbox are here, I just use this post office. And that's all. Postcard sent. Somebody will receive it in a week or two, and they will be very, very happy. Everyone should do this. You should go to osmcars.org and register and do that. Now, there's another thing. Well, how do you send me a postcard? It's simple. Open my OSM profile and there will be a link. Send me or request a postcard. And when you click it, there will be two buttons. Not one, but two. One for sending, of course, you'll get my address and you can send me a postcard. Another one for requesting a postcard. And that should be powerful. It's because it makes it two-way communication. You not only send, you also receive from people you want to send a postcard. Like you can possibly in far future, you can find profile of Steve, Richard, I know, Frederick, Mateusz, mine profile. You can request postcards and they will send postcards to you, acknowledging that you are part of the community. You will receive these postcards. And that would be like physical proof that, yes, you belong to OpenStreetMap. There are people who validated you as community member. They did not write you harsh words in change set comments, like, why do you map? Please stop. No. Instead, they spend their emotion to make yourself feel welcome, to make yourself feel like there is a whole world of people in OpenStreetMap who not only do their own thing, but they also think about others, think about you. And that is what matters and what is I'm hoping to achieve with my osmcars.org. So you might have some questions, like privacy. Am I not just building a database of postal addresses of every member of OpenStreetMap? And yes, basically I do. But I'm also taking all the measures to be sure that that database is well protected. It will be set up on a dedicated server with constantly updated Linux that will have no means of breaking into it. And you will have all the access, all the control on your private data. You can just edit out your address, you can delete your account at any time. You control who sees your address, who gets it when they click send the postcard button. You can choose your address to be shown only to people who have sent postcards already, or to community members that have made at least 20 change sets, and so on and so on. You can request that you give permission specifically for each request. And of course you control who can request postcard from you, that's a given. So yeah, privacy is really important when it deals with your home addresses. And you don't even have to disclose your OpenStreetMap username on the OSMcars website. In there, you just all regular people who are connected by only one thing, by OpenStreetMap community. And this website is just for you. Now, another question that you may get is, haven't this been done already? Like, there's this Postcrossing website, which is basically the same. You register on it, you get a random address and you send a postcard there. Well, yeah, I registered Postcrossing, sent a couple of postcards, and it feels like, yeah, this is a community of people who like sending postcards to random addresses. And it has one major drawback. It is not about OpenStreetMap, OSMcars is. And the second one is that it's just one-way communication. And in OpenStreetMap, OSMcars, you can not only send, but also request postcards. And sometimes it's more important to be welcome in the community. You have to ask and be given. And this should work great for community. Like, remember amateur radio stations? Like, there were people all across the world with amateur radio. And they were talking to similar amateurs from across the globe, like from very distant countries. And after they talked, they sent a postcard. Designed for every station was different, but basically they took a postcard, they wrote date and time of communication, other numbers, and they sent it, and they got one in return. And after a time, these postcards grew in numbers. They got like a whole stack of postcards. And that stack was something that validated their participation in the amateur radio community. They had some badges, I believe, for 50 or 100 postcards and so on. And what I want with OSM cards is to do the same for opposite map community. To not just give you one postcard, but to have you all collect many postcards from people you know, people you don't know, people from who are part of opposite map community. And that is what should give you a feeling of being part of opposite map community. It's not just the technical things like having drawn a map, having posted to mailing list, but also the physical, like tangible thing that you can put on your shelf, that you can peruse, you can watch these postcards and remember conditions where that you received them. These postcards make you feel like you have been in the opposite map community. And that is also what's important, that you give some tokens of validation, not just angry change.net comments. So that's what I want. What I want of you. So you register osmcards.org and you send somebody a postcard and you request a postcard. I am really happy to send you a postcard. So strengthen your community, connect with other people, not just writing comments, but face to face by giving them something tangible. And, well, send me a postcard. I will send you one in return. So see you, hopefully, at the next conference face to face. And thank you for listening. Bye.
So, Ilya, thank you for that interesting video. I find it interesting that you made the video before you actually wrote the website. So you knew perfectly well, you explained nicely, okay, you have to click this button and there's going to be this button that you can click. So you basically, you must have had your design at least.
Well, yeah, of course. Doing design when you think about how website is actually going to be used, like when you do something that you're not just shooting to the moon, but you know like what exactly needs to be done is very simple. And when you make a presentation about that, well, it becomes even clearer.
I see. So we actually don't have too many actual questions on the pad, more like a couple of comments why this whole thing might be difficult. We can get into those later. But one question is from Gregory, and he wants to know whether, well, you have sent a lot of postcards already, but have you also received some from mappers?
I did receive one, I think, from the mapper. You know, in 2014, there was a big mapping party in Russia, and I promised to send a postcard to everybody who participated. And that turned out to be 70 people, like not 17, 70. And I postponed a bit, but actually I really did send out 70 postcards. And yeah, I got one in return. But it was pretty fun. Right. But in general, yeah, I sent 2 postcards for Postcrossing and received 2 postcards.
There's another question that starts dealing with potential problems about the postage fees, and do you think that you could build something into the website where you can say, well, I would like to send a national postcard to someone in my country, so I don't have to spend a lot of money on the stamps?
I will write it down and think about it. But generally, the idea for this website is more like connecting people all over the world, because postcards naturally know little boundaries. And it shouldn't be too expensive to send a postcard even to Australia, to United States, or whatever. But yeah, limiting random options to just one country is a possibility, I will think of it.
So there's another comment which isn't sort of something that you have to answer, but I find it an interesting observation, so I'm going to read it out for people who watch this film later. One of the people on the pad says that, note that many rural people's mailboxes, if any, are far from their houses, so any postcards will get firstly stolen, secondly soaked with rain, etc., before people might get them. That is one reason why many people are reluctant to give out a legal address. Furthermore, if a mail arrives, it will cause the whole village to make a big effort to finally get the mail to the person, causing big embarrassment, also headaches for the postman who doesn't know how to get the mail to the person.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There are so many corner cases with addressing, like, you know, in different countries, there are different addressing. And you might be, for example, in prison, where there's separate process for getting a postcard. You may be in a country or in a village where there are no addresses. So basically, it comes to a village and there's only your name on it. And yeah, you can be on a ship. So that's quite interesting. And because of that, the website doesn't impose any strict rules on writing your address. You just have to write address in that way that it will reach you. And that's all.
So we have one comment on the pad where someone gives his address, so you can send a postcard there. So that's if you want to just check out that. Some praise for your presentation. I also liked it quite a bit. It's an interesting style with the outdoorsy thing. Probably required a little filming crew right there.
Well, I had a camera lying around, so why not record outside? Because I knew that almost everybody will be doing like this kind of talks, like sitting and talking with slides. And I wanted, since my talk is not very technical, it doesn't rely on slides much, so why not just go outside and show a bit of Minsk with the river and my surroundings.
Another suggestion on the pad is that couldn't we somehow print postcards that actually showed OpenStreetMap on them? So, yeah, I don't know. Stefan mentions that something could be built, something that generates postcards. Yeah, I guess that's a little bit a little bit out of scope for your for the website that you hacked up today.
Yes, it is out of scope, but that's a really interesting idea because I did this service inspired by amateur radio QSL cards, the postcard that radio enthusiasts send each other. And each station had their own design. And in that way, we could make like everybody could have their own design, like a part of the map around them, or just bits of map, like, so all people would need to do is just go to print office and print some maps on thick paper, and with an address and a postcard, that becomes address and a stamp, that becomes a proper postcard. So yeah, why not? The beauty of postcards is that they don't have much restrictions, many restrictions on just being a postcard. You can do anything. You can take a random piece of paper, just put a stamp on it, print your address, and that's a postcard. So why not maps? Yeah, maps are always a great idea.
Yeah, there's a comment, of course, by Gregory on the pad saying that because you mentioned that SOTM is a quite exclusive event and not everyone can afford to travel there. SOTM, Gregory, of course, mentions the scholarship program. So if you're watching this and if you want financial support to travel to a future SOTM, in addition to writing and getting postcards, course apply for the scholarship program. We have a little time left really and not any more questions. If you want, because you said that you basically, I found it intriguing that you said you built the software after you made the talk. Were there any glitches that you encountered while building the software where you thought, oh shit, I would really like to do this differently, but now I've already said in my talk that it's going to be this way?
Well, I don't think there were any glitches, but with developing any software, as you might know, there's always an urge to polish something, to add some small feature without which it feels incomplete, like make buttons a bit prettier, add some text here, add some interaction stuff, and I really had to fight it to deliver the software before this talk. Yeah. So it really works, and as promised in the talk, it's on a separate server with all the Ansible playbook published as open source, so anybody can inspect the source code, anybody can inspect how the server is actually configured, and to me, that's pretty open, and everybody can see what happens with their private data within that.
Yeah, I'm certainly going to try it out after the conference. I don't have any, I'm probably going to actually buy a proper postcard, even though I could just take some cardboard, as you say.
The idea was to make this first completely optional, and second, very not very easy way to connect with people. Like postcards are like the most simple thing you can send over post. And you don't have to build your own postcard. You don't have to think what to write. Simple hello would suffice. Like you don't have to do anything besides just taking a postcard and going to post office and buy stamps. And that's everything. And if you get a postcard with this service, you don't have to send one back. If you send a postcard, you don't expect further conversation. So if you're introverted, then you don't have to communicate any more than just sending a postcard. So this is like the perfect medium for introverts because you don't have to personally meet the person, but you still make a conversation using this indirect medium.
It could even be someone whom I wrote a nasty change set comments 5 minutes earlier, and it wouldn't even be embarrassing at all because I don't know that this is the same person.
Yeah, exactly. And Like I was saying in the talk, the conferences have this effect that after you've met somebody and you then read their mailing list posts or the change set comments, you attach to the words, their voice, and their looks. Like if I see a post in the mailing list from you, then it's like you're reading it to me, like in my head. And postcards may achieve like the similar effect. Like if you see some bad change set or great change set, and there's a link in the user profile for sending them postcards, so why not just send a postcard and request the postcard so each of you knows each other's handwriting, how they present themselves, from which country they are. So further discussion wouldn't be abstract, like, why did you do the change? But both of you will have context, like, who you're talking with. Like, you will see that you're talking not to words on the screen, but to a person. That's really powerful, in my opinion.
Thank you, Ilya, for the beautiful idea and for the talk and for being here in our Q&A session.
If we have some time. So, as I told you, I've published this service like 4 hours before this talk, and I asked Russian community to just register. So when people after the talk register to some Carson Press, send a postcard, they don't just see me and they're out of options. So 7 people from Russia registered before the talk. So when you press send a postcard, you're most likely to be sending postcard to Russia. But as I'm seeing right now, 7 more people registered after the talk from United Kingdom, United States, and so on. So you will have quite a lot of options. So thank you for testing the service, and really I prepare to send everybody a postcard. If you go to my OpenSubmit profile, there will be the link with the button request a postcard. And yeah, send me a postcard as well.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.